Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer, and coach, Miss Donna.
Today is Sunday, June 25th, 2023, and I'm broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. We're on a little later because we were storm delayed. I don't know where you might be, but we've had quite a thunderstorm that just came rushing through, and power went out and came on and out and on. So I was hoping that by 9 p.m. we would still be able to do the show. So glad to have you all with us. Donna Paige Riley here. And listen, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? I always like to begin the show, especially for those new listeners, and welcome to those who may be joining us for the first time. But I like to answer the question, what is etiquette anyway? Well, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Now, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and then it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles the First and Second of England copied the rules from the French court, and I am just so excited about that because these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Yes, requirements. Does it always seem like it's a requirement? That's a different story, and that's one of the main reasons that I chose to do this show, okay? So, listen, we're going to be talking this evening etiquette, and, you know, the reason the name of the show is called What is Etiquette Anyway is simply because etiquette encompasses every single area of our life. There's not one area that it doesn't affect. So that's why we can explore and do such a variety of different topics when it comes to etiquette, because it applies to each and every thing that we do, to each and every action, to each and every reaction that we do. So that is why, you know, I've done this show now for, I think this is the 15th year, because there's just always something to talk about. And, of course, as I posted the show, letting everyone know that we would be answering, you know, any of your questions. If you have those, you know, those sticky, thorny questions that you're not sure about, or you might want to, you know, another opinion on how to answer them, feel free to send those to us. You can send it to etiquetteladies@gmail.com. After I posted, I have received a couple so far, so you all can, you know, continue to send those questions. Always like to entertain and have an open dialogue. And so you are welcome to join us. Also, the number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. There are lines that are open for you. I want to bring on my co-host this evening. She's definitely no stranger to any of you. She's been on several times, and she also hosts a show of her own. Reverend Dr. Monica, how are you? Hello, can you hear me? Monica, are you there? Okay, we'll check back in with her. She could be having some issues that may be reflecting the storm as well. So we're going to try to go back to her momentarily, hopefully she'll be on, because, of course, you've heard her. She always has some great and strong opinions when it comes to this topic. So, but listen, so what I want to do, you know, I have quite a few things that I want to be able to cover with you. One thing I'm extremely excited about is the book launch that I will be having. It's going to be a virtual book launch, so you will be invited no matter where you are, and I'm going to give you a little more information about that coming up. So that's very, very exciting. And Let's see if I can. All right. Let's see if we can get Monica back on. You okay? Yay. How are you?
I'm fine. I guess I did not have my mute button off. So I just need to be careful about my mute button. If mine is on mute, you can't hear me. That makes sense.
No, I can't, but I can now. So happy that you are here. But I know this is a particular topic as well that is a near and dear to you when it comes to etiquette.
Absolutely, yeah. And I did have, I was hoping that you would come back to the line so that you could hear me, because I was already ready for my first question or at least comment for you to explore with. And it was something I have actually talked about at my church. The Methodist Church is very keen on protocol. And I had members to ask me what the difference was between protocol and etiquette. So that was going to be my topic of interest tonight. So whenever you're ready to explore that, I am too.
Hey, let's just dig right into that. And guys, the ones that you have sent messages in, you can let me assure you that we are going to also take the time to go over those as well. So no worries, because we so appreciate you. Well, in fact, you know what? Since it's an etiquette show, you know what I'm going to do, Monica? I'm going to go to my guest and let I think I'm going to answer and kind of explore a few of these questions first. I guess that would be best etiquette, right?
Sounds good.
But we'll definitely come back to discussing etiquette and protocol, and that's definitely an interesting one. So here is one that I found to be very interesting. It says, Miss Donna, I have your book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway, and I love it. My favorite chapter is chapter 1, Shouldn't Everyone Speak to Me First? My manager is very arrogant, and I think thinks everyone should speak to him first or he won't speak. What's your opinion of this? Thank you, Cynthia in Atlanta. Okay, well, that is a great question to start out with, Cynthia. Thank you for sending that to us. One of the main reasons that I wrote, I actually included that chapter, Shouldn't Everyone Speak to Me First, because oftentimes there are just a lot of people that feel that, you know, they will speak only if you speak to them first. And, of course, there is much information in the book as well that I share from experience. And ironically enough, this actually happens at a company or with an organization that I worked with years ago. This particular organization was run by a husband and wife team, and they both felt that not only did you necessarily have to speak to them first, but you could absolutely not to them or address them by their first name. Okay, so now let's get this. Everyone in the company were adults. Okay, let's start there. Because I know I've talked about on this show, and generally when I'm referring to youth, that youth should not refer to adults by their first name unless that adult gives them permission to do that. Okay, so I don't want to get any of that mixed up and twisted. We're talking about all adults. But this husband and wife, CEO and CFO team, and this is a pretty large organization. I mean, it had over 100 employees. But you absolutely could not address them by their first name, okay? Now, if you did, they would not reply to you. Excuse me. So, yeah, you had to call them Mr. or Miss, and I just don't say the name because I know many people listen to the show and have listened for a long time, and they would know exactly who I'm talking about. Because it was a pretty prestigious organization in Georgia years ago. But, yeah, so I get it. I get it, Cynthia. I do understand what you're saying. And do I feel that's a little arrogant? Well, since you asked me, yes, I do. I absolutely do. And, you know, and that they weren't the only pair that I've run across over the years that feel that they should extend a greeting first. Okay, so, you know, what is that about? And I've worked in other organizations where just, you know, other people just felt that if they walked in and you didn't speak to them, they didn't say anything to you. And actually the proper protocol for this, especially if you walk into a room or if you walk into, you know, wherever the event is, you know, protocol generally says that you go ahead and speak first. You know, as you're walking in, you know, hello, everybody, how are you? Or, you know, good morning, everyone. So, yeah, let's start there. Common courtesies actually dictate who should speak first, not rank, not status, not arrogance, or any of the other words that I can actually place there. What do you think about that, Monica? Have you ever dealt with that situation?
It almost sounds. Yeah, I mean, I find that interesting. It almost sounds like royal protocol. And, of course, when you're dealing with government and people who are in a particular hierarchy, it may be a little different. And I have looked at different stories about royals and how you're supposed to approach them and address them. And then even the same thing applies for Greek organizations. In formal settings, there is a protocol for that as well. But on a one-on-one basis in everyday life situations, I just find that interesting that someone would require that of other individuals. I would think everyone is on equal standing or, you know, we all are colleagues or we all are friends or associates and whoever enters the room, when that person comes into the presence of another person, when you get on an elevator, when you come into a space or a hallway, I've just always been accustomed to that. The person is entering says hello to everyone. Does that make sense?
That makes good sense. And that's exactly how it really should be. And like you said, you know, we're all on the equal, we're all on this equal level. We're all working, you know, for the same organization or interacting. And, yeah, that's exactly how it should be. So, but when you get to a point where sometimes, you know, people might feel as though that they are, you know, more superior, if you will, and that's really common. And that they don't... because I remember a long time ago, and this was just a business owner. She had told me, I think, invited them out to lunch. We were all of our businesses were in the same building. And so, you know, I invited them to lunch and with her assistant and everything. And she just point blank told me that she does not go out and have lunch with her help. And I had to look at the calendars and say, "What is this, 1848? What is this?"
And she used the word help.
What? She used the word help. She said, I don't make a practice of going to lunch with my help.
Okay, then.
And I mean, okay. My head could have just spun all the way around completely because I had so many different thoughts going through my head. Number one, here again, it's extremely arrogant to share that, even if that's really how you feel, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. And I say that over and over because that is pretty much very practical in any situation. It's not necessarily what you say is how you say it. And, you know, she really could have said, well, you know what, someone, you know, has to be here, you know, to continue, you know, to be here in the business, and we all don't go to lunch at the same time or something. Say something. Don't say you just don't, you know, not with your help. So I had a
thing. And even the wording, I mean, even the way she expressed it, that says something about her mindset.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's why, you know, I had to kind of look at the calendar and say, okay, are we in the 1800s? Are we talking slavery or what? You know, so, but anyway, so just sharing that. And like I said, there are so many different stories that I could certainly share. And again, you know, a lot of people ask me, why did you write the book? Well, that's one or two of the reasons we've already discussed of why I did that. And, you know, it's just so interesting, you know, when people put themselves above one another, right? Mm-hmm. And that hierarchy, I guess, could be holier than thou, and I'm over and above you, and I look down on you. That's not proper etiquette. And guys, if you are just joining us, thank you so much for joining us. We are talking about etiquette in general. If you have a question that you would like to have answered, or you can certainly let us know. You can either send us a message, as some people are doing, or you can contact us as well, 516-418-5894, and we will certainly be more than delighted to discuss this, because I just don't believe, Monica, we talk about this enough. I don't think, you know, with this, I guess I could say this hurry up, this rushing, hurry up, move out of my way kind of thing. It's like, you know, I feel that etiquette has gotten pushed over to the side. So that's why I'm so intentional about continuing to do this show and explore these topics, because whether people know it or not, we can have just so much peace and more peaceful and kind experiences, if you will, if we just, you know, show that we can be polite. It's so much easier to be kind and polite, I believe, than to be rude. Now, some people might disagree. They might think being rude is easier. And sometimes it seems that way. You know, because a lot of times you don't even have to have a second thought, really, about being rude. You can just be rude.
No, but, you don't. It's time to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and many times, you know, and I suggest people, especially when people come at you the wrong way, meaning they come at you out of a negative spirit, they come at you and you know they're just coming at you to be nasty. Yes, many times, you know, I would certainly suggest that you take a few moments and be intentional about how you're going to respond to them. And but yeah, I'm sure, you know, some people do believe it's easier to respond in a negative way, because, you know, sometimes that might just be, you know, just kind of sitting there waiting. No, come on, because I've heard people say, just let them come at me wrong. Just let them say something to me wrong. And that's generally not going to require a nice, polite response, right?
So, most of the time it will not.
Yeah. So guys, you know, we just really, you know, the point of the show, Monica, and I think people know if you've heard it more than one time, is to make the world a polite place to live. That's the whole mission of this show, is to make the world a polite place to live. And it takes intention to do that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a lot to it. It's not as easy as it may sound. And I'm sure a lot of people realize that, but we're really trying to do what we can. Cynthia, thank you for that. I'm going to read another one. This one says, Miss Donna, I'm having issues with my neighbor across the street whose dog barks all night and he poops in my yard. I'm ready not to be so nice, but I'd ask your opinion first. Yeah, you're dealing with a dog, a neighbor's dog, not even your dog, dealing with a neighbor's dog that barks all just barks all the time. Wow. And he poops in your yard, too? Okay. So, Monica, that sounds like a double whammy to me.
It does.
What do you think?
It absolutely is. And most, I would think municipalities have certain, I would think, complaint processes that she can follow. I don't know. I mean, I know here in my neighborhood, in my community, we can call a number at the city to talk about either nuisance from animals or people with loud music, whatever it is, if it's going on. And it sounds like that's an ongoing issue for her. But it would depend on how well she knows her neighbor, because if her neighbor is approachable, then, you know, perhaps she could talk to them. But if she doesn't feel comfortable doing that, I would never say approach someone that you don't know or don't feel comfortable with. So I would go through the formal channels and see if that would work.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with you. Now, I know that there are laws, in fact, that require your animal to not bark after a certain hour because it falls under the disturbance law. So I do know that those are in place. I remember years ago I was a guest on another blog talk show, and this and what her show was, it was just all about pets. It was a pet show. So she found my show, and then she approached me to come on to talk to her listeners about some do's and don'ts of behavior with her dog. And I remember, or with her her listeners' pet. And I remember there was one person that was on the show, and he wanted to know, he said that it was a similar situation, but it was with the dog poop. And he said he nicely had said something to the neighbor about that. And so the neighbor never did anything about it. So what he did is he took the poop and he picked it up himself, and he went and set it on his neighbor's step.
Okay.
And yeah, so I thought that was quite interesting. So I guess he felt that, okay, I've talked to this person about it. It didn't help, so let me just do the next thing. So, you know, at that point, I believe.
Worked.
Yeah, I'm thinking that worked. But I agree with you wholeheartedly, Monica, that, you know, you want to try to be neighborly first, and there are some neighbors that you can approach and some that you cannot. You know, some, and just like people in general, some can be, you know, nice and some can be very defensive. And again, I do want to say it's not necessarily what you say, but it is indeed how you say it. So, but yeah, so what I would do too, that was kale. Yeah, because it doesn't say if you, your message doesn't say whether you've approached this person or not, but I would try, you know, like what Monica said, I would try to just kind of, you know, extend my niceness to this person and say, listen, I don't know if you're aware, you know, that your dog barks all night. It's keeping me up. You know, I have to go to work or so on and so forth. And I just wanted to know if you were aware of that. And then also, oftentimes your dog may or may not be on the leash and they come to my yard to relieve themselves. So how can we fix this or something, you know, to that nature? And again, it's not how, you know, what you say, it's how you say it. So that would be my suggestion, to do that first. Now, if it's somebody that you already know, you've observed this person, you're familiar with them, and you know you can't approach them, yes, you're going to, you know, look at the laws in your town, and you may have to just go that route, okay? So, you know, so that is the suggestion for you, Kel. And each county or each town has their own information, you know, over that, their particular municipality. And so you can check that. But I know that there are certainly some towns that they have disturbance, where they call like barking disturbance laws and things like that. So try that out and you know, let us know, get back to us. And guys, here, you're always welcome that when you're asking us for, you know, our information and opinion. certainly, you know, let us know if it worked or how you ended up handling it. Okay, so because again, you know, we are all in this together. We're trying to make the world a polite place to live, and so we know we can only do that, you know, one person at a time with your help and trying to be as polite as possible. Again, you know, we want to try to talk about being a little more proactive rather than reactive. Okay, so keep sending us your messages. And we're going to take a real quick break here, guys. It's at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in just a few moments. We will continue this conversation. Hey, you have, again, some sticky, thorny thoughts that you want to share with us. You want to get our opinion on how to handle it. Then listen, go ahead and certainly, you know, either give us a call or send us a message. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Paige Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to courteouspublications.com, that's C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, publications.com, click on books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Paige Riley.
Strap yourself in for a high-altitude, history-making adventure. You're about to experience the thrill, precision, and aerial artistry of the Navy Blue Angels. This video opens the cockpit on this legendary squadron as they take off on their first European tour in 20 years. You'll soar above Russia, where MIG fighters intercept and escort the Blue Angels.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Do you have youth who will be entering college or the workplace for the first time? Are they a little nervous about the process of interviewing? Coaching with Ms. Donna will help to calm their fears and build their confidence. They will learn both verbal and nonverbal presentation skills needed to impress the interviewer or college recruiter. Quick, go to MsDonnaSpeaks.com to set up a free discovery session. That's MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Click Coaching and then Contact to complete the Let's Work Together contact form and hit Submit. Ms. Donna is looking forward to hearing from you. Again, go to MsDonnaSpeaks.com, Coaching, Contact, and complete the form for your free discovery call. Ms. Donna is empowering you to communicate comfortably and confidently in any setting.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing today? I hope you are doing well. Donna Paige Riley here, the author of What is Business Etiquette Anyway? And you know what? I am inviting you to my very special virtual book launch taking place on Thursday, June 29th, 2023 at 12 p.m. noon and 7 p.m. And these are both Eastern Standard Times. All right. Listen, if you work or interact with anyone other than yourself, you'll want to attend this event. We'll be discussing key strategies for building successful working relationships. And listen, you can feel free to bring your etiquette pet peeves, and we'll discuss them as well. In addition, do you have a burning etiquette question that you want to get off your chest? Bring that as well, because I will be doing live Q&A at the end. Okay, so listen, head on over to MsDonnaSpeaks.com. That's MsDonnaSpeaks.com. MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Click on events in order to register for this. And also, if you have not secured your book yet, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? The same website, MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Just click on books and you'll be able to secure that as well. If you haven't received your book by the time we have this launch on Thursday the 29th, no worries. You can still attend and listen. Again, I hope to see you there. Tell a friend. Remember, mark the date, Thursday, June 29th, 2023, noon and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there. Bye for now.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MsDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
All right, we are back and we are having a conversation about etiquette in general. Those persons have been actually sending us messages with some of them are kind of some sticky, thorny questions that basically they're wanting to know how we will handle it. I have Monica on with me, and you've heard her before. She's wonderful. I want to, and thank you guys, the ones that you are sending us messages. I do want to read this one, Monica. This one says, Miss Donna, my neighbors have wild, loud parties, and I'm tired of it. I called the police before and thought that would do it, but they had another one last, and guys, I don't mean to laugh. They had another one last night. What should I do? And this comes from Carolyn in Muncie, Indiana. And guys, I really don't mean to laugh. It's kind of comical because oftentimes, you know, we like to say that you would think people would have common sense, especially, you know, when they're having parties and, you know, they're having loud music, knowing that they're not the only ones in the neighborhood. You know what I mean, Monica?
But they race cars and make noise. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, they have parties. And like I said, the nuisance and loud noise ordinances that we have in the city do provide for us to complain. I just don't know how they are enforced or how well they are enforced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, but, you know, we would think that would be common sense. But, you know, here again, I always say that common sense is not so common anymore because we see that every day.
Right.
Every single day. And so with calling the police, you know, it's pretty unfortunate that you had to do that. But, yeah, it many times it calls for that. But then, you know, I'm sure you thought, okay, call the police. They talked to them and that was it. But then to turn right around, so that meant that obviously, you know, this person or the persons who are in the home, obviously they don't care. I wonder if you, I don't know the kind of relationship you have, Carolyn, with them. And here again, we're talking about relationships and trying to build, you know, positive type relationships. It's always not possible. You know, we can be kind and polite ourselves, but if that is not reciprocated, then it's kind of hard to have a dual kind, polite relationship, right? So, but I would say, you know, at least see if you can talk to them if you haven't already. you know, in a nice, just kind of approach them in a nice, you know, informal, I guess, way. And just, you know, say, look, guys, you know, I know there was an issue before that, you know, the police were called to come out because you guys are making so much noise. But can you just, you know, be considerate of the other neighbors? You know, it sounded like you guys were having a lot of fun. I'm sure you were. However, you know, you have, you know, kids, babies, elderly people. You have people that are, you know, trying to rest or sleep, or, you know, she didn't say what time it was, but it doesn't really matter. So just trying to get people to be more conscious of their actions and what you do, and just to be a little more considerate and kind to other people. That's all. That's basically the message that we're trying to relay right now, is to, especially when it comes to neighbors, because there's a lot of issues, you know, dealing with neighbors. And so, you know, and I know we all want to be neighborly. Unfortunately, it's not like it was back in the day, right, Monica, where, you know, you knew all your neighbors. You, you know by their name. And what you do. And I know I did a show years ago, and people were calling in because I wanted to just kind of take a poll of how many people actually know your neighbors, all your neighbors, their names, you know, what they do, their kids' names. Look, it was very little. You know, it seems like, you know, everybody kind of stays in their own little area and don't bother me and I won't bother you. But somehow, you know, we have to, I would say, try to be neighborly. I know when we have new neighbors that are, you know, in the area that move in, I try to, you know, just say hello and welcome and just, you know, find out at least what their name is. And I know there was one neighbor I had not, he's usually on the go all the time, and he comes and goes, and, you know, you usually see him a lot. And there was a couple of days I noticed I didn't see him at all, and his truck was there. And I'm like, I wonder if he's okay. You know, is he sick, or, you know, is anything going on? No, I think it was like 3 days. And by that third day, I'm like, that's kind of not like him. You don't ever see him, and the truck hasn't moved. And and so I found out, you know, it was if he was okay. And and he was like, he said, oh, yeah, he said, I am. I forgot what he said he had been doing. But he said, oh, I didn't, he said, I didn't know anybody cared. And I was like, wow. You know, and that's a pretty common answer nowadays, that it seems, you know, how do we care for others and at least be concerned, you know, for others and be observant. But it's a little hard to be, you know, kind and considerate of others, and be selfish at the same time. Right, Monica? Does that make sense?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and in this day and age, again, things are so different that you can't take risks or make assumptions as you might have in the past about who your neighbor is. If it's someone new or someone that you, or you can't just approach them even innocently. We've had how many incidents in the past few weeks with people being killed because they went to the wrong house and weren't doing anything that was aggressive. They just simply knocked on the door or pulled into a driveway. So, you know, it's kind of hard nowadays to approach people that you don't know.
Very, very sad. You know, very sad. And I believe that that's, you know, part of the reason that, you know, the world is in the shape that it's in, is, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it's, you know, hey, every man and woman for themselves and whatever, you know, but I would say, and that is very understandable and is very accurate, Monica, but I would say, you know, guys, at least, you know, lift your hand and wave or say hi or hello or something. And you're right, because you know, you don't know really who they are. And so But yeah, and trying to make the world a better place to live. I'm going to read this last one that I see right now, then we're going to go to your question, Monica, that you had on the onset. And again, guys, hey, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are having a wonderful talk about etiquette. And I could really title this show Everything's Etiquette, because etiquette relates to everything, right? This one says, Miss Donna, I'm tired of my office mate listening to my conversations. It's okay. Well, she says it's pissing me off. She should mind her business. And this comes from Colette. Okay, so Colette, I understand, yes. Listening to your conversation. Now, I don't really know, and this could be, they could be office mates, or they could be in cubicle mates or something like that, maybe, mm-hmm. where, you know, it's very easy. You know what I mean, Monica? To
right.
Talk.
If you don't know all the details, you can't give as much information about it. Because
mm-hmm.
that is different. Mm-hmm. If it's a situation where they are in cubicles, that's totally different from when you're in an office at a desk and someone is listening at the door, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're right. You kind of need to know the...
That's really good, because now that part I hadn't thought of, because they could be at the at the door listening. And, yeah, that's pretty rude, but, hey, you know, she somehow she's a... you know, I think of what... It was one of those sitcoms where they were having a conversation, and they, you know, had put, asked, you know, some of the family members to leave out of the room, right? And so
mm-hmm,
they were
mm-hmm.
discussing this deep situation, and then they then they showed, you know, the family members that they had put out of the room. They showed them with their ear up against the door.
Exactly. I'd like to hear some of these questions that they're asking in person, because I have questions of my own, and that would be one: were they in a cubicle, or were you in a situation where it's easy for others to hear? Because if you're in an open mm-hmm. room and you don't have
mm-hmm.
privacy, then
mm-hmm.
you're going to be overheard anyway. But if she's
mm-hmm.
in the office and
mm-hmm.
someone's intentionally eavesdropping, that takes a lot
mm-hmm.
of nerve. That takes a lot of money.
So you broaden that out for me, because my first thought went to, okay, maybe they're like office mates or something. But yeah,
uh-huh.
you kind of, you know, made that a little broader, which is true, you know, that they could be. But that when you said that, you know, my mind just went to, I had flashback to that sitcom I was watching. And it was like three of the family members that got put out, they all had their, you know, their ear to the door. Then when they opened the door, they all jumped, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah. That yeah, you, if this is somebody that, you know, you must know and work with, just, you know, I would just ask them, you know, is there anything in particular that you kind of notice, you know, I noticed that, you know, am I talking too loud or something that is causing you to hear my conversations, or, you know, or hear my private conversations? Because, you know, it could be my fault. I could be talking too loud. So can you give me some feedback, or, you know, or are you just kind of overhearing my conversations? You know, so here again, it's not what you say, but it's how you say it. So let's get to, and thank you for sending that. Okay, so at the onset, Monica, you mentioned the difference between protocol and etiquette, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the question came up at my church one session that we
mm-hmm.
had. So I was just interested in, you know, what your response might be. And, of course, settings
mm-hmm.
might make a difference, but I'm sure there are some general responses that one could give. And I thought that'd be interesting
mm-hmm.
to see, you know, what your thoughts
mm-hmm.
were.
Actually, protocol and etiquette, they're basically one and the same, because you're, you know, somebody can kind of ask, you know, what's your protocol for, you know, even in worship services, even what's your protocol when, you know, the minister, pastor, whoever is speaking, and you need to get up and you need to leave out, What's the protocol? Should I wait for him to conclude his message to do it? Should I interrupt, you know, and just get up? And because I've seen it all happen. And or what should I do? What is the proper protocol for that? And, you know, the same thing with just people speaking. You know, if you're at an event, you're at maybe a conference or something like that, and people are speaking, what's the protocol? And I talk, in fact, I talk a little bit about that in one of my chapters. I think it's called conferences. Do you take, I think it's do you take manners to a conference or something like that? And people were sitting in the back of the room, but I think they thought just because they were in the back of the room, they couldn't be heard. And they were just talking loud and just kind of going back and forth, and people were turning around looking. So, I mean, the protocol was, that was very rude to do that. That's what the protocol is you don't do that. If you need to talk or something, you either wait or you step outside. So basically, you know, I see protocol as being, you know, protocol means generally what's the rule. And that's basically what that is.
That is, that's actually what I told them. And perhaps maybe just in our church setting, we have to differentiate because we actually, we have written rule or documented rules regarding protocol or formal or official events. And then, and that's how I explained it. And so perhaps that was the way to kind of help them understand the difference. So I gave them examples. I mean, protocol for official events are how the bishops march in, who's first, who's second, the fact that officers who are national as civilians or non-clergy never come in before clergy, that kind of thing. Or when we were talking about earlier, the, you know, royals and how you present yourself to them, shaking hands, not to, that was what we were calling protocol in that gathering, those official documented rules. But etiquette, I told them, tends to be more informal and not necessarily written rules, but understood as polite behavior. So the example I gave as a, you know, in terms of our church, what was different was we know as clergy that when the bishops are proceeding into the congregation, if it's a formal official event such as a conference and the bishops are ushered in, we all stand. That's not just etiquette. That's a protocol. That's a rule that you follow in our church. But a rule, but an etiquette, an act of polite behavior is if a bishop at any time comes in any church into the pulpit, whoever it is that's sitting next to the pastor, as a matter of being polite, gets up. Now, that's not something that's written. You don't have to do that. But if you don't do it, you are noticed, if you know what I mean.
Right.
And another rule, another rule of thumb or another etiquette or just polite behavior that we call it courtesies that are extended, and I think that means for us etiquette as well, the most elder or senior member of the staff. So if I've been with my church for 20 years and the person sitting next to me has been at the church for 10 years, we know as an unwritten rule, as a courtesy, when that bishop comes in the pulpit, I don't have to get up first. The less senior person gets up. Then I get up. So it's all done in a like a sense of, you know, hierarchy. But those are not written rules. Those are things that are kind of explained to you along the way, if you know what I mean. So that was how I explained the difference between etiquette and protocol at church.
Yeah. But again, you know, they're interchange because
they do.
If you're following protocol, then that's the proper etiquette for that situation. They're very interchangeable because that's a rule. And if you're knowing, if you know and you're aware that that's a rule, and you don't follow that when you know that that's a rule, then that's an etiquette taboo. You know, So they're very interchangeable. To me, it's almost kind of like a play on words, because when you know the proper thing to do, that's just for an example. You could be in a worship service, you could be in a meeting, you can be in anything, and you have a baby that keeps crying. Okay. Now, it may not be necessarily written in a protocol or a rule that you should remove that child, because that's very distracting. So that doesn't mean that you shouldn't do it, because that's the proper thing that you want to do. Because you have a child that just keeps crying and crying. And I've seen this happen. It's like, oh, and then the mom starts getting louder, trying to shush the baby. Then you've got the shush, you know, opposed to the crying. And then you've got to skip right there. I mean, everything stops. And you're watching
I know this probably at our church, a courtesy would be to please ask that baby to stop crying, but protocol would be the baby wouldn't get in the congregation in the first place, so we sent them downstairs. And I'm not saying we, I mean in some churches, there are churches where you cannot bring children into the congregation. It's an actual, it's against their policy. But if you do bring one in, common sense should say, as a courtesy and out of respect, that you would, that you would try to go ahead and stand up and get the baby out as quickly as you can. Same thing with cell phones.
But I know I've had someone sit behind me before, and that happened. And I'm just kind of counting, like, okay, I know they're going to get up at any moment. They're going to get up at any moment. I'm like, I just know it, any moment. So what I did, and I just, you know, I turned around and I whispered, would you like for me to help you take the baby out? And it was a young mother, and she said, oh, okay. And so I got up. And then she got up with the baby, and I just, we went out in the hallway, and I told her, I said, I know you probably, I said, you probably didn't want to, you know, maybe call attention, you know, to yourself, and I understand all of that, but it's okay, because your baby was unhappy, and, you know, everybody's familiar with babies, and we've all been babies before, so it's okay. So here again, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. Now, the lady that was sitting next to me, she said to me afterwards, oh, you were really nice. I would have told her, you need to take the baby out and take the baby out now. And I, and I said, oh, I understand. I said, but you know, it's not necessarily what you say. It's how you deliver that message. And generally, however you deliver that message is how it's going to be received. Not always, but most of the time. So it's really important. So just, you know, kindness and politeness, that's just, that runs through my DNA. I just, in my, my veins, just, if we can just be kind and polite, it will really make a world of difference. And talking about kind and polite, listen, you may have heard the commercial run about my virtual, it's a virtual book launch. So no matter where you are, and we know we have people around the country that listen to our show. We've had, even had someone calling from India before as well. But this virtual book launch, I'm going to invite you all to attend this. It's a free event. But you have to register for it, and you just go to MissDonnaSpeaks.com, register. You'll click on the register event. There should there will be a flyer on there. You just click on that, and that will allow you to register and select your time, whether it will be noon, because we're doing one at lunchtime, one, and then we're doing one later that evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you're all invited. And I know many of you do have the book, you know, just kind of, you're going to do a discussion about that, but also we're going to do a little Q&A, and here again, you know, it's going to be an informal format, kind of like we've done tonight. If there's something that you have a question about, or, you know, even if you've listened to the show or you were one of the ones that sent us a question and you deal with it, we want to know how you dealt with that and how it was received and that kind of thing. But you know, many times people have etiquette pet peeves. You can feel free to share some of those with us. But, yeah, so excited about doing this book launch. And, again, if you have
not secured your book,
you can go to courteouspublications.com and just click on books and you'll see it. And I would love to get feedback from you and have you join the conversation. Again, you know, it's a free event. We're just doing a launch and a discussion and reviewing. And so please certainly join us for that on Thursday evening. This Thursday coming up. Guys, thank you so much for those of you that hung in with us. This is a little different time that we have on tonight. Again, you know, we had a storm delay. I was hoping we would be able to come in, and the Lord blessed us with the storm clearing up, and we were able to come on. I'm so grateful for that. Also, at this time, Monica, I want you to invite everyone to your show. I said it at the onset that you also host the show. Can you tell them a little bit about it and how they can join your show tomorrow?
Certainly. Sister Sacred, and that's spelled Sister, S-I-S-T-A-H, Sister Sacred. It is a community talk show, and we come together to talk about our concerns and our issues that have to do with family, relationships, the current events of the day. Tomorrow night, we will be talking about how white supremacy has impacted the Black community. Now, we are on Spotify, Sister Sacred on Spotify. And so if you want to go to our episodes and just look at some of our conversations thus far, you may do that.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on iHeart and other podcast carriers, but it is Sister Sacred on Spotify. And we come on at 9 on Mondays. If you cannot get through on the lines, just feel free to listen in after we are done. And if you have questions, you can post those on our website at Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And that 9 p.m. is Eastern Standard Time as well, guys. You know, it's 8 Central.
Absolutely. That is Eastern Standard Time. And we thank you. And I'm so sorry. I'm going to be in Vacation Bible School on Thursday, so I will miss your event, but I know it's going to be wonderful.
Yes, yes, no worries. But, yeah, guys, catch her her podcast tomorrow if you can. I've listened to a very, very good conversation, and you're certainly welcome also to participate. Well, again, everyone, thank you so much for joining us, and those of you that have stuck with us live tonight, thank you so much. We so, so appreciate you, and would love to certainly see you via the platform we'll be using is Zoom. So via Zoom, it'll be a virtual platform on Thursday. And I'm going to run that again for those of you that may have missed that. And then we're going to go ahead and sign out. So once again, I so appreciate those who interact with us. And if you're listening for the first time, thank you so much. Welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. I'm going to ask you to follow the show. I have to start doing that. Be more intentional about that. Remember, if you have an etiquette topic or question you'd like to have us visit, feel free to let us know. We'll see what we can do about that. And we appreciate, of course, when you tell your friends and family about our show, invite them to listen. After all, you know, as we've talked about, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do that one person at a time, but we can actually do this quicker with your help, right? Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. One of my favorite proverbs, I have several, but that's one of my favorite, Proverbs 3:3. And I ask that you initiate a random act of kindness this week. And if you're intentional, you can initiate an act of kindness on a daily basis. Okay, so again, thank you all so much for joining us. And remember, be the peacemaker in your relationships, okay? Be the peacemaker in your relationships. And I hope to see you on Thursday. We will talk again soon. I'm going to run that commercial for those who may have missed it. All right. Take care. Good night. God bless.
Hi, everyone. How are you doing today? I hope you are doing well. Donna Paige Riley here, the author of What is Business Etiquette Anyway? And you know what? I am inviting you to my very special virtual book launch taking place on Thursday, June 29th, 2023 at 12 p.m. noon and 7 p.m. And these are both Eastern Standard Times. All right. Listen, if you work or interact with anyone other than yourself, you'll want to attend this event. We'll be discussing key strategies for building successful working relationships. And listen, you can feel free to bring your etiquette pet peeves, and we'll discuss them as well. In addition, do you have a burning etiquette question that you want to get off your chest? Bring that as well, because I will be doing live Q&A at the end. Okay, so listen, head on over to MsDonnaSpeaks.com. That's MsDonnaSpeaks.com. MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Click on events in order to register for this. And also, if you have not secured your book yet, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? The same website, MsDonnaSpeaks.com. Just click on books and you'll be able to secure that as well. If you haven't received your book by the time we have this launch on Thursday the 29th, no worries. You can still attend and listen. Again, I hope to see you there. Tell a friend. Remember, mark the date, Thursday, June 29th, 2023, noon and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope to see you there. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.